The High Court has delivered the Turnbull government yet another blow. It's delayed replacing former Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash. That's because the Liberals candidate, Holly Hughes, might have fallen foul of another section of the Constitution. The news comes as Bill Shorten backs down after demanding the Coalition not refer Labor MPs to the court without agreement from the opposition. Here's political reporter Dan Conifer.
The High Court has today named Senate replacements for three of the original Citizenship 7. It was meant to appoint four, but it's unsure who should take over from former Nationals Deputy Fiona Nash. Liberal Holly Hughes was next on the New South Wales Coalition Senate ticket, but after missing out on election, she was given a job with the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which could mean she's in conflict with another part of the Constitution, which says anyone in a financial relationship with the Commonwealth can't sit in Parliament. Malcolm Turnbull isn't making any bold predictions about how the court will rule.
That's been referred to the full bench, and that's, you know, I'll leave it to the court to determine. Once again, they're the only ones that can make these determinations.
The court's seven justices will convene next Wednesday morning. Constitutional law professor George Williams says she could be in trouble.
And with Holly Hughes, I think on the face of it, I think she's disqualified. The question is whether the High Court fashions an exception for her.
A current Liberal MP who could be disqualified is John Alexander. On Monday, it emerged he was making urgent inquiries about when his father renounced UK citizenship and whether he's British. There's still no answer.
When I have any knowledge that is conclusive, I will make a statement. But I can't say anything else until then. You're wasting your time.
One Labor MP in serious doubt is Tasmanian Justine Kaye. She applied to renounce her UK citizenship before last year's election, but the paperwork wasn't finalised until after nominations closed, the date that matters, according to the High Court. Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne has told Sky News her case is clear.
She didn't deal with her citizenship on time because she wanted to keep her options open, because it was the last connection to her father's UK citizenship. So she's admitted that she didn't want to get rid of her citizenship before the election in case there was a chance that she didn't get elected. Now, that is an open and shut case that her citizenship needs to go to the High Court. You can't seriously be suggesting that she's in any doubt about her lack of legitimacy to be in the Parliament.
But Justine Kaye disagrees.
I've received a legal opinion. I've gone through a legal process. I received a lot of legal advice that clears me. The legal opinion that I've received post the Citizenship 7 from one of Australia's most eminent QCs clears me. There is no doubt over my eligibility at all. And it would just be stupid for me to be referred to the High Court.
In a letter to the Prime Minister yesterday, the Labor leader wanted an assurance that one party would not refer MPs from other parties to the court without their agreement. Christopher Pyne says that's ridiculous.
What Bill Shorten wants is the Labor MPs to be quarantined from the Constitution and the High Court's ruling, but he wants the Constitution to apply to everybody else in the Parliament. It is quite frankly laughable.
Bill Shorten has today evaded questions about whether that is his position.
Well, first of all, it was, I think, Attorney General Brandis. He's the one who said getting opposing political parties, referring people to the High Court, was a very dangerous precedent. Unfortunately, like so many of Mr. Turnbull's principles, when it becomes his own job at stake, all of a sudden, what they said the previous week, that doesn't matter at all. So let me be very straight here. We are not ruling out that anyone shouldn't go to the High Court. But what we are saying is let's get every parliamentarian to put all their facts on the table.
The Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, says his MPs and senators will refer opponents to the High Court if there is real uncertainty about their eligibility.
The Greens have shown that we are prepared to not just act with integrity when it comes to our own people, but to recognise that when people are illegitimately elected, when people are not constitutionally elected and are not able to represent the community in the Australian Parliament, that it is all of our responsibility to act.
The Greens are also seeking advice from parliamentary officials about approaching the Governor-General over the legitimacy of the current Parliament, including whether Parliament should be dissolved.
It is very important that we have every single option open to us to know what steps need to be taken in this Parliament if this crisis continues and if we see a complete lack of leadership
as we're seeing at the moment, drag on next week from both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader.
But George Williams says it's unlikely the Governor-General would act.
That's because the Governor-General is advised by the Prime Minister on these matters, and it would be quite an extraordinary step for the Governor-General to do anything but take the advice of Malcolm Turnbull. Indeed, if the Governor-General took any other path, we'd be replicating the circumstances of the 1975 constitutional crisis, and that really would turn this from what is a major political inconvenience into a constitutional crisis of the first order.